Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a little BT special here from Dove Kramer. Doing it just in his honor. Just to piss him off, even though he's not even here. But you know what, Dove? I kind of like this music. It's like that quiet storm. It's got a little bit of rock to it, but it's not really. It's chill. It just soothes you. Takes you down a little bit. I don't know who sings this song. It's dope, though. I got a 311.
It's not 311. It's 311.
311. 311. I got to look them up. Get some tunes for my running.
Dude, they put on a phenomenal show, by the way. If you want to see a good concert, they
and
would
like that. And that's the tone of their entire
concert.
Well,
they're a little bit more rock. They have a little bit more metal side to them too. They're a little bit like they're West Coast. They're kind of chill at times, but they have a little heavier style too. But they're all over the place. They're very well versed. It's a fun show. I definitely highly recommend going and seeing them live, even now.
I will check them out. 311. I actually never have heard of them.
311, though. Jeez.
I would have said the same thing. How do I know?
Dude, they've been around for like 20 years.
Have they?
Yes.
What's their most famous song?
Down is the first song they ever was popular in the 90s.
Down.
I want to say
Down.
Come Original was another big song by them.
You're pulling this off the dome, or are you looking this up?
No, it's just off my head. I know 311's been around forever. Beautiful Disaster, phenomenal song.
Maybe I've heard that, actually.
Yeah,
that,
Beautiful Disaster is phenomenal.
That one sounds familiar.
And they have like a little hip hop rap style to them too. Like one of this, I forget the name of like their lead singers or whatnot, but one has like a hip hop style to them. One's a little bit more vocally singing and stuff like that. So,
all right.
I'm telling you, man.
All right. I'll take a listen.
BT will never and just bash them over and over.
No, I mean, I'm sure they're good songs that they have. It's interesting. All right. We're waiting for Michael Strahan to call us. He calls here in a little bit. The Giants have an interesting setup for the season coming up. We'll ask him about this as well as some other things, including about his golf game, since he's playing in this Icons Series event with Michael Phelps and Ben Roethlisberger and J.R. Smith against the world. Canelo Alvarez is on the world team. I don't know who else is on the world team, but it's right across the river from us here on the lower west side of Manhattan at Liberty National Golf Club. And New Jersey, it's on Thursday, June 30th, and Friday, July 21st. It's very family-friendly. It's only $25 for a ticket, and that includes three kids under the age of 17. So Strahan will get in, hopefully get on with us in here a second. But, you know, as I look at this team, I'm encouraged, and you might as well bring him in. Michael Strahan, what's up, partner? Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you. I'm good, man. What are you encouraged about?
I'm encouraged about the state of the Giants. It's been a long time since I've felt confident in leadership, confident in direction, even if they don't win a ton of games. Do you share this?
Well, big time. Well, you know, especially this season, I'm just going to go into it and say whatever happens, happens as far as like winning because yeah, I like what Joe and I like what Brian are doing over there, and they had to compete with a salary cap that was crushing this team. So I think that's restricted them in a lot of ways as far as personnel. So I'm going to this room with an open mind, But these two, what I love about what they've done, they've actually reached out mm-hmm. to veteran players who've been there before, and not to come in and talk to young guys that this is what you do and this is how you do it, but kind of just be around to be an example of New York, how it works. And if you have any questions, we're here because we understand it's a different era of player and a different time.
Yeah.
But some of these guys may have questions. The last few coaches never did that, never looked back at history to try to help the current.
Yeah.
No, so I've never that always kind of bothered me a little bit. And Brian Daboll reached out to me last week and asked me for Jimmy Johnson's number.
Get out. Really?
Which really surprised me.
That's interesting.
I know. But I work with Jimmy Johnson every Sunday, yep. And I'm in football season, and I'm telling you, from Belichick to Peyton to you name the top coaches in this league, all talk to Jimmy Johnson, and most of them go down to the Florida Keys and spend a few days with him, just on his boat talking football and learning from him about leadership, motivating guys, and just how to coach and dealing with all the things that come along with being a professional football coach.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
And so when he reached out to me and I connected him with Jimmy, Jimmy on his own texted me back and said, hey, just wanted you to know, I talked to Brian, and the Giants are in great hands.
Oh, that's cool.
That gave me some really serious encouragement. That's my state.
Yeah, let me give you a proper introduction. One of the greatest football players in New York Giants history, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Whoa. My dude, even though he hated me for a minute, he loves me now, just like I love him. Last time we went out to lunch, all the women were chasing him, not the dudes anymore.
Yeah, right.
He's transitioned. I'm telling you, all those moms, they were like straight.
Yeah, because they used to watch like Kelly, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't mad at that.
No, not mad. I wasn't mad either. Man, you had a great transition into the next stage of your career. But let me ask you a question back to Brian Daboll reaching out to Jimmy Johnson. It's really about Jimmy Johnson. Is Jimmy that connected to the evolved game? Because it was so different when he was the coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he is. But I think it's because I think once you're a great coach, you're just a great coach.
Yeah.
Isn't Belichick the one at any other time? I just think that these coaches see some value in what Jimmy has instilled. And I'm not going to say that Jimmy's is there giving them the X's and O's. But I do know that he's probably giving them the most unbiased, best advice that they can get from someone who's been in their position and who's had success and major success on every level. You can't find coaches who've won in college and also in the pros who've won it all. And Jimmy's done it several times, both ends. So they're the reason these guys go to Jimmy. And I think there's like a 2-day limit. Jimmy's like, you can stay with me for 2 days. After that, you got to go.
Exactly.
So you better ask.
I don't want house guests.
I don't want house guests. You know, I have some questions, but not too many.
Yeah. No, it's interesting.
But yeah, everybody does it.
It's interesting what you said about, you know, Shane and Daboll, because I met them at the Robin Hood Foundation dinner, and they said the same thing to me. Hey, come over whenever you want. We'd love to pick your brain. You can pick ours. And I think that openness is something that's new to the game, right? It's new to getting the vets to come back. But one of the things that I know that you can be beneficial with is with Kayvon Thibodeau. Now, he's got some lofty goals, Stray, and I know you saw him. He wants 17 sacks or 18 sacks, whatever it is he's saying. I haven't met him yet, but I hear his personality is infectious, kind of like yours, right? You were the emotional leader of our team. Tell us about Kayvon.
Well, you know, I met Kayvon, while he was in college, and Harold Reynolds, our friend who does MLB baseball,
yep.
Harold reached out to me and said, Michael, there's this kid, reminds me a lot of you, I want you to meet him. So he connected me and Kayvon. We texted a little bit. We all got on a Zoom call. And then I would reach out and talk to him when he was at Oregon. And a great kid, a smart kid. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, does he really care about football? Because, of course, Kayvon is going to express himself. He's going to say, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And, yeah, so it scares people when they go, well, he needs to focus on football, which he does. And I've explained that to him. But I also think he understands that in order for all those other things to happen, as you and I did,
yeah,
you got to be a great football player because that's your primary business. Never mess up your primary business expecting for a secondary business to take off. Because at his age, there's no business that's going to be as good for him as football will be for him. And he gets that. He understands it. And I think the kid's going to be a great player. You know, 17, 18 sacks. I remember coming out of college and said, I wanted 10. He's a little greedier than I am. But I think with this kid, he could possibly do it with the position that he's playing, with his athletic ability, and with, you know, Wink Martindale. Wink just sends pressure, baby.
Yeah.
Wink does not hold back. He is not shy. He is going to pressure an offense. And when you get a player like Kayvon and you mix him up with Leonard Williams on the inside, you've got the makings of a pretty good pass-rushing situation. Not saying he will or won't get 17 sacks, because that is a very lofty goal, but I believe we got a good pick that's going to bring some joy to Giants fans for some years to come. And I just hopefully, you know, he'll allow me to help him as much as I can if there's anything he needs.
Yeah, I want to see that happen. What I really want to see is the Giants get back to defense first. And so all of the talk, the rhetoric, yeah, the nonsense is all about, oh, they can't score, they don't do this. But if you have a great defense, and I wonder, you met Wink. I haven't met him yet. I mean, I know him, obviously, and historically we know his where his reputation leads and lies. But Wink Martindale, he's going to be aggressive. Is the personnel right on the defensive side of the ball to bring the Giants back to where it used to be? Defense wins championships. It's what won, obviously, both of the last two against the Patriots, against those vaunted Patriots offenses. Is this defense there yet, personnel-wise?
Personnel-wise, I mean, I don't know if they're there yet. I think you have a lot of young players,
yeah,
who they're depending on, which probably needs a little bit more experience to carry them a little deeper into the season or postseason and get them to the postseason. But I do think that this – they're on their way there, and I love the leadership that they have to help build that. But as I said, I think some of the restrictions are going to be in the salary cap situation as far as being able to, you know, afford the players that they want.
Yeah.
But I do think that they're on the right path. I think Thibodeau is a great guy to contribute to that. I think Leonard Williams is a great guy. Bradberry, I'd love to see him still there. But I think that they have some pieces in order, but they'll probably need a few more.
Yeah.
But I just know that they're not going to back down. It's not like they're going to give up and say, oh, this season. No, I think they are going into this thing expecting to surprise everybody this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
Nine wins?
And you know, Tiki,
eight wins,
part of
nine
it
wins
is about talent. Yeah, I wouldn't put – even last year, a lot of the games during the season, they're close.
Of course they were.
Losing in the fourth quarter.
And then they lost their quarterback. And then they lost the quarterback for the last five games of the season. What'd you expect? You know what I mean?
But it takes that one, you know how it is, you lose it, you get that one win in a close situation, completely changes mentality and your belief system as far as like hanging in there and winning and waiting. So it just like being patient during the game. So I do believe that this team has the talent. I think they're going to win those eight or nine games and possibly more. They can really surprise you because the NFL talent pool is very close.
Yeah.
It's not as if someone just blows somebody out the water with talent. And so I think the Giants have a good shot. Daniel Jones in a contract year. Big, strong, talented kid who finally gets a coordinator, I think, who, you know, we saw what Josh Allen did.
Yep.
So I think that the sky's the limit for the Giants. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I got this question about this golf tournament that you're doing, the Icons Series, only because you are – look, I know I'm busy. You are busier than me. You might be the busiest person I've engaged with in the last 10 years. I mean, 10 years straight you've been busy. How in the hell is your golf game good enough to represent the USA against the rest of the world in this Icon Series? By the way, I mentioned this a couple of times. It's only $25 for you and three kids over at Liberty National. Tell us about this, Stray, and tell me how poorly you're going to play.
I'm telling you right now, Tiki, I am not going to play poorly. I am not a bad golfer whatsoever, no matter what you think. Yeah, I do work. I work at work, and I work at golf.
Okay.
That's what I work at. I work at both. How about that?
That works.
So you know what? I'm a good golfer, and I'm not going to go out there and disrespect the U.S. team, USA. But it's a fun event. You know what it is? It's just a great event. I love the fact that we're bringing all these, you know, the best athletes from around the world together to play a game of golf. But it's competitive. It's Team USA against Team Rest of the World. And we have some golf is sports. What do? They bring people together. One of my favorite reasons to play golf is because you get to spend time with people that you are interesting, people you have conversations with, and yet it's competitive at the same time. It's a great equalizer, no matter if you're man, woman, big, small, thin, heavy, yep. Doesn't matter. But I love this because it's serious competition, diverse lineup. You know, ask Barty, for instance, who's the current Wimbledon champ, who's not even in Wimbledon this year because she retired, number one player in the world. She's playing in this tournament. She's, I think, a 3 handicap.
Oh,
who would have known you could be so great? Yeah, exactly. You got Michael Phelps is on Team USA, J.R. Smith, Ben Roethlisberger, Michael Vick. And then on Team Rest of the World, like I say, you got Ash Barty. You got Harry Kane, who's a good buddy of mine I play a lot of golf with, from the Tottenham Hotspur.
Yep.
Probably hits the golf ball further than anybody I've ever seen.
Get out of here, really?
And another, oh, man. Because you know these soccer players, man, he jumps into everything like he's kicking up.
Oh, I got
he's a
it.
Career leader in penalty kicks.
Yeah.
He jumps into it. His calves are bigger than his thigh. So, bam, he's whacking that thing. And then Canelo Alvarez, and you know, for the rest of the world team. And it's interesting with Canelo. You think a boxer, this dude, I've been around him in San Diego where he lives, and I've seen him at other tournaments. He is so competitive and focused on golf. I'm just like, dude, I don't want to make you mad because I don't want to get hit. You know?
Wait, is Triple G going to be there? Is Triple G going to be there?
Oh, Triple G, Triple G won't be there. If Triple G was there, they'd have to play on the same team. These two, I saw them at Yankee Stadium facing off against each other. That was pretty scary.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
They don't. But this tournament is going to be fantastic. And, you know, it's just another way to kind of be competitive but yet have some fun. But it's done with athletes and not just celebrities or anybody, because athletes have this innate sense of competition.
Yeah.
We do not like to lose. We're not just going to say, oh, I'm down, I'm going to give up. We're going to fight, and I think that's the kind of competition we want to see on the golf course. So I'm looking forward to this. It's got Liberty National Golf Course. You can go on my Instagram, at Michael Strahan. Go to my page there to tell you how to get tickets. And as you said, kids are free, and the tickets are not that expensive for everyone else. So we just want to have a lot of people show up, turn out, have some fun with us. And don't worry, we won't be yelling four. We'll keep the ball in play.
I love it. Stray, much love from this end, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait to see you again. It's been a long time. But icons-series.com is how you get tickets. Or just go to Michael Strahan, at Michael Strahan's social media accounts. He'll tell you how to get there. Appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes, brother.
Hey, great to see you. And I just saw Larry Fitzgerald, the great wide receiver, was asking about you the other day, man.
So love Fitz.
We're always thinking about you, and we appreciate you, man.
Be Thanks, good, Steve. Brother. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Michael Strahan, legend, New York Giants icon and legend, and a really, really great dude who's got, I mean, I'm not joking, that dude's got so much going on in his life, but he is thriving, and he's been thriving ever since he won that championship with the New York Giants and walked away a champion, right into the Hall of Fame and right into everybody's living rooms, and hopefully into the Cup over at Liberty National. Again, icons-series.com is how you can get tickets for that. It's only $25 and under 17, basically free. A little bit more on the other side. We got a lot of your calls left as well. Looking forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.